EPA Chief Scott Pruitt's resignation isn't only big news in Washington. It's big on social media, where thousands are weighing in on his departure yesterday. Other stories trending online include Elon Musk's ideas for ways of rescuing the Thai soccer team trapped in a cave. Also, Facebook's big snafu just revealed. The company accidentally unblocked people who its users had intentionally barred from their pages. Well, let's check in now on the week in social media with Femi Okey of Al Jazeera English. Femi, welcome.
Thanks, Lisa. Hello.
So let's start with Scott Pruitt. President Trump tweeted yesterday saying that he has accepted the resignation of Pruitt as EPA administrator and that, quote, within the agency, Scott has done an outstanding job and I will always be thankful to him for this.
An excellent reference there via Twitter. Print that out. Put that with your resume.
Others on Twitter were at least slightly sarcastic, though. Tweeter Ian Millhiser, for example, wrote that sources say the top candidate to replace Pruitt is a literal smokestack belching mercury vapor. I think that was my favorite.
There's been a lot of reaction with a distinct lack of empathy, Lisa. Gleefully, people online are making fun of somebody who's been fired. Now, that's not very kind, but I have to say that there are more than a dozen federal investigations looking at how Scott Pruitt managed and the spending and the management of the EPA. So Ken Klippenstein says Scott Pruitt has resigned in order to spend more time with his mattress. By your logic, Scott Pruitt is the first person to ever strip copper wiring from the White House. Lisa, tell me when you've had enough. Let me see if I can squeeze one more in here. Alex Zobin on Twitter jokes again. Scott Pruitt casually grabs the Constitution on his way out.
Now, are the Twitter users just the caustic ones, or is there also support for Pruitt? Which there is, even beyond Donald Trump, of course.
There is some support from conservative tweeters, and they are thinking that he did a good job. He deregularized a lot of the EPA regulations, so they are patting him on his back. But I am going to say, overwhelmingly, remarks like this one. This tweet from Senator Sanders says Scott Pruitt was the worst EPA administrator in the history of the agency.
Senator Sanders, somebody calling themselves that, or is that Bernie Sanders?
That is Bernie Sanders.
Moving on to a story that is gripping people all over the world, a soccer team and coach who are trapped in a cave in Chiang Rai, Thailand. Pressure is mounting to get them all out, with oxygen levels falling and the monsoon rains expected in soon. Mm. Among the tweets getting traction is one by Elon Musk, who tweeted his own solution. What is he saying?
So anytime there's a big story that involves tech or innovation, or a lot of people musing about how could we fix this? What is the solution? And if there's a lot of money involved, people often ask, what would Elon Musk do? So Mabs Max got in touch with Elon Musk. He says, hi, sir. If possible, can you assist in any way to get the 12 Thailand boys and their coach out of the cave? I have to say that Mabs Max is basically a regular Joe Schmo on Twitter. He's only got 562 followers, but tweeps love this tweet. It was liked by over 2,700 people, and Elon Musk is really active on Twitter. He likes to talk to people, so he responds back with some engineering and some tech advice. The Boring Company, that's his company, has advanced ground penetrating radar and is pretty good at digging holes. Don't know if pump rate is limited by electric power or pumps are too small. And then he goes on that I think the Thai government had probably got this pretty much under control, but he has dispatched his engineers to be at the service of the Thai government if they need them. Right. And that is just from a random tweet to Elon Musk.
And there's a lot of crowdsourcing of ideas going on there. Another story that went viral on social media this week. Clothing line on sale at Walmart, including T-shirts and baby onesies that read Impeach 45, referring, of course, to Donald Trump. And that gave birth to the hashtag Boycott Walmart. And it sounds as though it worked.
People were furious. To be pedantic for a moment, though, Lisa, this clothing line was sold on Walmart's website, and it's a third-party seller. So not made by Walmart directly, but they do take a commission. Let me give you an example of how mad people are. Southern Bell. Why would any store sell a shirt that says to impeach any president? So disgusting. Hashtag boycott Walmart. Walmart initially said they were reviewing their policy with this clothing line, and then they actually removed them from their website. I actually just looked just a moment ago, and I typed in impeach 45 in Walmart, found nothing. But then I went to a bigger search engine, put in impeach 45, and found lots of items of clothing. So you can find them elsewhere online.
Okay, and very briefly, this week we found out that 800,000 Facebook users fell prey to a bug that ended up on blocking friends they had intentionally barred from their Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. Users didn't know that their friends were actually allowed to access their content after all. What's Facebook saying about this, very briefly?
They put a statement out and they called it letting people know about a blocking bug and on Messenger and Facebook. Now, if you blocked people, they now no longer can see your account. So momentarily, for about 8 days, they could have still looked at your content and checked out what you're doing, but now they are back to being blocked.
Femi, okay. Al Jazeera English. Thanks, Femi.
You're always welcome. Take care, Lisa.